Number 15. Northern Autonomous Region. Under the auspices of the federal government and the auspice of blue skies, Fred had arrived at the austere Grand Prairie Autonomous Authoritarian Region's auxiliary airport to discover that a small welcome party had been made available to him. When you can see the aureole around the sun like that, it means good weather, averred his avuncular host, who averted his eyes whenever Fred looked at him, and seemed to avoid the hand Fred offered for a handshake. Fred had heard that Northerners were strangely timid, but this seemed excessive.
This trip was going to prove to be auspicious for Fred.
He was excited to be spending a week in the auroral capital of Canada. Being away from autocratic life in the capital would also do wonders for his auricular problems. He couldn't wait to see the Northern Lights, but he had a job to do. He had to authenticate the news that the August avant-garde archaeologist Augustus Atkins had perished in an avalanche the week before. Atkins, an avid sculptor, had avowed his aversion to cold weather in his autobiography. However, he wanted to take his avocation to a new level by creating a snow statue of Aurora, Greek goddess of the dawn. He said the statue would be more authentic if it were made during a display of the Northern Lights. The statue was also a part of an avowal he had made to his father as a young boy. "Don't live your life in an aviary, son," he had warned. "Do not be avaricious, nor adverse to challenge. Live a life of austerity." When his father died in an accident, the autopsy predictably cleared the driver, who was an autocrat, of any responsibility. Fred liked the autonomy of projects like this, but had to admit he was adverse to the cold himself. The hotel was a marvel of automation. All he had to do was show his authorization to the automaton, and he was shown to his room. When he got there, he was surprised to see that it was an exact replica of his apartment at home, down to details for which he alone could verify their authenticity. Even the authoritative Aurora Watcher's guidebook, which he had forgotten on his kitchen table, was waiting for him. An unsettling benefit of living in an autocracy. Of course, a portrait of the Prime Minister was hung above the table. Below were the words of the Canadian motto, "Vindico Avaritia," Latin for "Avenge Avarice."